Thank you. My name's Loretta Schaefer, and I'm from Rockford, Illinois, and I'm a sophomore at Illinois State University right now on the Youth and Care Scholarship. My concern is obvious because starting July 1st, I won't have a tuition waiver, and I won't be given any sort of money for books or a place to live, so I think that speaks for itself.
Hi, my name is Antonisha Dixon. I live in Champaign, Illinois, and I'm currently a part of the ILO, and I'm also expecting any day now. And so it's a big concern to me because if you guys cut it, then where will I go? What would happen with my baby? You know, where will we get food from? Where will we get money to support? Like, how will we stay stable if you guys take that away from us?
Hi, I'm Deval Lamb. I'm attending Prolog. I turn to school, work with ASN. I'm 19, and I'm just here for the like same reason. As far as like, if they stop the program, and then like, I'm graduating. I'm supposed to be graduating in like June, and I just turned 19. So if the supposed to be going to ILO, I don't know where I'm gonna go. If
All right, thank you. Do we have any questions for the panel, Senator Stadelman?
Thank you all for coming here and testifying, especially you, Loretta. Nice to see you. Thanks for making the trip from Rockford. So do you think, Loretta, that you'd be in this position right now, attending school, if it wasn't for the scholarship program? Would you be here in the first place?
I know that I wouldn't be able to fiscally make it happen. I don't receive any money from my adoptive parents because they raise four other children. So I would not be able to be at a university setting right now. If it weren't for the scholarship, I would probably be moving very slowly towards an associate's degree at a community college, paying for it by myself. And I currently hold two jobs as it is, even with the scholarship. So thank you.
Senator Gutowski?
It's Anisha. How are you? Nice to see you. So what kind of services are you being provided right now in the program? Are you part of the Teen Parenting Services Network?
Yes, sir.
UCAN?
They pretty much, I started off as the transitional living, and I, you know, did what I had to do. I went to Parkland, and that's how I got into ILO, and with that, I've been in it for 2 years.
When you say ILO, independent living,
mm-hmm.
right?
And they helped me get my first apartment, my first car, my license. I graduated before I got there, but they helped me with a lot. They keep me like motivated to stay focused and to actually be stable and to understand what responsibility is and how to pay bills, how to manage money. They are my parents. And I don't know my real mom. I have no family. So without my caseworker, without Cunningham, I have nothing.
So what's the, and I think it's important because sometimes people aren't aware of what the goals are of the program, right?
Yeah.
And there's this notion that, well, okay, you just get the program and you get whatever you want, but there's specific expectations, and what are they for you?
Nothing is handed to you. You have to work for everything. You have to be working, you have to have a job, or you have to be in school. You have to show them that you are trying to help yourself. They're not going to give you any handouts. You have to show them you're motivated. You want help. You need help. And not just financially, but for people that have like psychological problems, they're there for you. They offer all types of counseling services. Anytime I fall short in anything, like I don't have a mom or a dad to call. I have my caseworker or Cunningham to call. And as long as I'm showing them that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, they reward me for my hard work, which eventually pays off because of them.
And where do you think you would be if you weren't receiving these services right now?
To be honest, probably homeless, probably somewhere on the streets, probably dead. You never know, like, because where I'm from is not nice. And my mom gave me up because she chose the streets. So if I didn't have anyone to mentor me and show me how to become a young lady, I'd probably be in the same footsteps as her, which is God knows where.
Well, thankfully you're here. And thankfully there's programs out there, but it sounds like you're an incredible person that you've overcome a lot. But thank you for your testimony.
All right, thank you. And Duvall, did you want to speak a little bit about the services you've gotten?
Oh, well, I'm in a TLP right now at the moment, and when I graduate, like, I had a decent meeting, and they tell me, like, when I graduate...
People might not know what TLP is.
A transitional living program. So, like, a step before ILO, which is in. So, when I graduate, and if I'm, employed, they'll try to help me get my apartment. Right now, I'm in high school. It's my last year of high school. I'm a senior. Hopefully, I can go to college. I'm trying to, like, I want to go to college for graphic design. Like, if you can, this is some of my work I did.
All right, marketing already.
Yeah, so, just graphic design, that's what I want to go to school for. I just, hopefully, like, this, I don't know how to explain. I ain't used to this, you know, I don't talk like that, but I don't know.
But you guys, did you want to add something?
I just wanted to say one thing. The young man that spoke earlier said that his goal was to get kids back in their homes. I just want everybody to think, it's kids out there like me, a lot of kids, who don't have a home to go to, who don't have any family, any relatives, nobody. So, I don't know, just keep that in mind.
Thank you. No, go ahead. I think you each want to say something, so yes, and then Duvall. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
No, you can go first. That's all right, Laura.
So earlier they asked, like, what happens when we don't fund this, and I think, I know that he's only been here a few weeks, but we've been in the system since we were little. I've been in the system since I was two. So when he talks about starting from the bottom with the most vulnerable, you can start from the bottom and still, if they walk you kindly to the door when you're 18, you're still at the door. What does that do for me if you took care of me when I was two and now I'm 18 and I have nowhere to go? I hate to sound angry, but I don't think that it really helped me that much to let me bounce around with these strange people just to be put out when I'm 18. And just to be clear, college isn't something you just apply to and then it's taken care of.
I have a junior in college, I understand.
Right, so you know, because you're probably paying for it. But I think it's a lot more than taking care of the babies. And as far as this budget goes, and being advocated for, I know that the babies are important and I'm glad they're being advocated for, but I think we need that too. I think somebody's, you know, if they're gonna call us ward of the state, sorry, if you put your name on it, like, you kind of have to take care of it. So,
take care.
I don't know. Yeah, like, right. Some, like.
And thank you. Really, very articulate. Thanks. Duvall, did you want to add something?
Yeah, and I just want to say, like, how you said, like, you take care of your kids. Like, DCFS are our parents. And if they just, like, you know, cut this, you know, as far as the money and situation off, isn't that, like, neglect?
Yeah, you guys are a very articulate panel. I really appreciate your coming here and being willing to share your stories with us. Thank you very much.